A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people. "You children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you look at us so intently, as if we have made this man to walk by our own power or piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence. When he had decided to release him, you denied the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are his witnesses. And by faith in his name, this man, whom you see and know, his name has made strong, and the faith that comes through it has given him perfect health in the presence of all of you. So now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did, but God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment, and sent you the Christ already appointed for you, Jesus, for whom heaven must receive until the time of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. For Moses said, 'A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen, and in him all may say to you, everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from the people.' Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announced these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, 'In your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' For you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways." The word of the Lord. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. O Lord our God, how glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea and whatever swims the path of the seas. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And while they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, and everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The Gospel of the Lord. And so a couple of things. First, we start off in the Gospel and we see that we believe. He says, "Look it, touch me. I am not a ghost. We do not become ghosts when we die. We believe in the resurrection of the body. We say it every week. Jesus is proving it. This is a dogma of our faith. This is something we must believe. My only problem with this is he ate fish. I'm not going to eat fish if I get to go to heaven. Ain't going to happen. Sorry. But Jesus ate. I never forget having a conversation with Father Wright about this. And he says, well, we don't eat after we die. Oh, yes, we do. If Jesus ate, we rise like Jesus Christ rose. You don't get to decide this is the way it's going to happen. Jesus already decided this. So we believe that we're going to get our bodies back glorified. But it's very clear here that after the resurrection, Jesus Christ ate. So we have to sit there and make sure that we don't just despise our bodies and put them aside. They're going to be glorified. They're going to be transformed. God does not create anything to be discarded. God creates everything to be perfected. And so we got to make sure that we are on page with the teaching of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. Second thing, if we look at the first reading, after they healed the people, they say, why are you looking at us? Like it's by our power or our piety. And again, this is what a lot of people do. Well, it's because of my power and my piety for the things I do for God and I'm so holy. Excuse me, God can use any jackass. He can use you, he can use me. Our job is to point to Jesus and have faith in Jesus and not go around telling people, oh, I'm so holy, you know, look what happened because of me. The only thing that happens because of you and me is our sin. Everything else is from God. So today it's all about God. We all point to God. We all are focused on what's going to happen after we die. We're going to get our bodies back glorified. Everything that happened to Jesus will happen to us. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand.